And now with me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio, Robert Ginsburg. Oh boy, your business card would take like a long piece of construction paper, because you are the host of Shades of Jazz on 91.3 KUF every Friday night at 10. You are the founder, president, CEO, and a lot of other things with the Northwest Arkansas Jazz Society.
Don't mention those.
And there are other things that I could mention. But usually when you're here, as is the case this time, you're here to talk about jazz.
Well, Kyle, you know what time it is. It's the 21st annual KUAF Summer Jazz Concert Season about to begin. 21 years.
The 21st, and it's a full calendar.
Five concerts, and this, of course, presented by the Northwest Arkansas Jazz Society. We've been, really, the Jazz Society started the same year as the Walton Arts Center opened up. It's been affiliated with KUAF from the very beginning. And so we're 21 seasons into this concert series that is produced by Northwest Arkansas Jazz Society. And, of course, KUAF is our naming sponsor and biggest promoter. This season is also going to kind of spotlight the opening event, which is our annual celebration of spring and jazz, and that's Jazz in Bloom out of the Botanical Gardens. But we're also taking the series all over Northwest Arkansas and collaborating with some great institutions, so it's an exciting year.
All right. As the summer unfolds, we'll talk about the concerts individually. Give an overview right now. I know that it starts with Jazz in Bloom, which is the first weekend of May.
May 5th, and that's at the Botanical Gardens, full bloom, under the tents. Great food provided by Spring Street Grill, libations by Liquor World, great music this year with a couple who, for those of you who are familiar with Tuck and Patty, this group is so reminiscent of that. It's a husband and wife. Guitar and voice only, but he plays a 7-string guitar, so the upper strings are bass strings, and he's an amazing guitarist. And she sings.
I fell in love with you the first time I looked into all them their eyes. You got a certain little cute way of flirting with all them their eyes. They make me feel happy. They make me feel so
Bill Pyborn of Fingerstyle magazine considers Bill Solly as one of the greatest fingerstyle guitarists on the planet.
Oh.
So it sounds like two guitars and voice. And they've been around. Kim Prevost and Bill Solly have toured the world. They've played Umbria Jazz on several occasions. They have numerous recordings. So it'll be a lot of fun. It's under the tent. It's all table seating, great food, great music. And this concert really is a fundraiser for the Summer Jazz Scholarship Program. Every year, the Northwest Arkansas Jazz Society awards scholarships to music students who want to further their study in jazz. And we do tuition scholarships for the Jamie Abersold Summer Jazz Study Camp. So that's the proceeds will go to that for this kickoff event.
Fans of early bedtimes will love this show, too.
It is an sort of a afternoon show, 3 yeah. o'clock till 6 p.m., and it's a lot of fun. It really is. You know, we pray for good weather always every year. Any outdoor event, you're tempting the gods. But when it's nice, it certainly is nice. And it's just a wonderful event in this season of what has always been my favorite season in Northwest Arkansas. Spring is just so delightful.
And that will be May 5th, starts at 3 at the Botanical Garden of the Ozarks.
And there's still tickets, table seats available at digjazz.com.
All right, let's give some sneak previews of the other four that will take place throughout the summer.
In June, this season is very guitar heavy. And
there's not a problem with that from this end.
No, I don't think so either. I love the brass instruments. I love the reed instruments, but certainly guitars are the most ubiquitous instrument among music lovers, I think, in the United States. So in June, we have one of the premier guitarists, a gentleman named Jonathan Kreisberg, and he's not only known as a leader, but he's been a revered sideman with a lot of great artists like Dr. Lonnie Smith, the Hammond B3 organist. He's actually appeared here before, but never with his own group. So Jonathan Kreisberg will be coming in with his trio in June, and that will be at Sunrise Guitar. There'll be a workshop connected to that, and that's June 22nd. July 27th, we're going to be collaborating with Roots and Crystal Bridges to co-produce another event in their Forest series. And this time, we're bringing back someone who originally appeared in Northwest Arkansas as part of the Walton Arts Center Starlight Jazz series years ago. And last year, he was actually here with his trio as part of Roots Festival, and now Jazz Society is bringing him in collaboration with Roots and Crystal Bridges, and that's Charlie Hunter's trio.
And this is just going to be fantastic.
Oh, out in the forest at Crystal Bridges, it'll be a blast. Charlie is kind of a chameleon of an artist in that he covers, he's a great jazz player, but he also has a vocalist with him and this amazing percussionist, Keita Ogawa. And it's really a mashup of jazz, roots, blues, soul. It'll be fun. I do want to put in a little plug for Keita. Keita
yes.
Ogawa is the percussionist. It's K-E-I-T-A-O-K-A-W-A. And if you Google Keita Ogawa pigs, you will have the time of your life. This is a percussionist. I'm not going to say any more
okay.
about it. But he's a percussionist who makes music from everything that's around him.
Awesome. All right, that is July 27th. Then in August, at the end of August, the Hispanic All-Stars will be in Springdale.
That's right. This is a group right out of the Mission District in San Francisco. And it's this mashup of Latin, salsa, jazz, even a little hip-hop. And we're doing this at the Arts Center, and it's going to be kind of a dance party, table seating as well. I'm really looking forward to it. We have never had a KUAF Summer Jazz Concert at ACO.
Yeah, I want to make sure when people hear Arts Center, this is Arts Center of the Ozarks in downtown Springdale.
That's right. And I'm really looking forward to working with them and bringing this really fun band. And there's info about the Hispanic All-Stars online if you're interested.
That's August 30th. Then September 7th, the final event in the Summer Jazz Concert Series. This will take place on the square in Fayetteville.
Right, at Roots HQ in the old Geisinger Piano Music Building on the corner there. And this is another collaboration with Oxford American. The Northwest Arkansas Jazz Society is collaborating, of course, with KUAF and Oxford American and Roots. And we're hoping to do two shows. That room is so intimate. It only seats about 80 people. And we have two internationally renowned jazz stars. Peter Martin is a jazz pianist, composer, band leader of renown. He has his own group, his own trio, his own quartet, but he's teaming up to do a duo concert with one of the premier guitarists from Brazil, Romero Lubambo, who has actually appeared here in the past as part of Kenny Barron's trio and also with a group called Brazilian Voyage. It'll be a really, it'll be like in someone's living room, very intimate piano, guitar, in that beautiful wooden hall at the Roots headquarters.
Well, the KUAF Summer Jazz Concert Series, old enough to drink now. We need to come up with a signature cocktail.
And vote.
And, well, that happened a few years ago, right?
Well, this is the 21st season for the KUAF Summer.
Right. Yes. So you can drink, but you could have voted.
Oh, that's right, 18. Yeah. I'm getting confused.
We need to have a signature cocktail. What would the ingredients of the official cocktail of the Summer Jazz Concert Series include?
Wow. A healthy dose of hipness.
I like that. we'll talk about that as the summer progresses. We'll come up with our cocktail recipe.
Let's work on it, Kyle.
All right. Digjazz.com for more info.
And tickets. Thank you.